live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, 25 COVID-19 cases have been confirmed in Donegal this evening. Esther Nora GP says people living in Northern Ireland have a greater sense of hope compared to people living in the Republic as it relates to the virus. It's anticipated that the new Finn Harp Stadium will have major economic benefits for East Donegal once complete, and police have come under attack again in Derry. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin, followed by Nuacht with Colm Fersher. But first in news, there have been 8 additional COVID-19 deaths on 591 new confirmed cases. 4 of the deaths occurred in February and 4 in March. 25 of the cases reported are in Donegal. The county's 14-day incidence rate stands at 286.4 cases per 100,000 people, the second highest figure in the country. There are 264 patients with the virus in hospital and 62 in intensive care. Dr. Ray Wally, member of the GP advisory group to the HSE, says it's important everyone enjoys the Easter weekend in a safe way.
The problem is with this virus, we know it loves congregation, it loves socialisation, and the problem with that is we basically are most vulnerable. Equally, if we end up having some alcohol on board, unfortunately, we can congregate a bit closer than we should, and that makes us more vulnerable.
There has been one additional COVID-related death, meanwhile, in the north. 107 people have tested positive for the virus in the last 24 hours. There are 112 patients being treated for the disease in hospitals in Northern Ireland, with 17 in ICU. The Justice Minister says she understands the frustration of Garda unions over changes to the vaccine rollout. The revised plan will see doses given out based on age, with someone's job no longer a factor. Helen McEntee says the GRA and AGSI may both be briefed today on the change in approach. The minister says the opposition of the unions to the move is understandable.
We're making huge strides. I understand there's maybe frustration this week with the change in direction, but we have to be guided by advice. We have to be guided by what is the best and the most efficient and the most effective way of rolling out this vaccination programme.
Well, Esther Norder GP says people living in Northern Ireland have a greater sense of hope compared to people living in the Republic. Chair of the GP Committee of the Irish Medical Organisation, Dr. Dennis McCauley, says it's all down to the vaccine rollout in the two jurisdictions.
I would hope you'll see the emotions change from what it is in the Republic at the present minute to what it is in Northern Ireland. If you speak to anybody, I'm in the border county, you know, I interact with people who have been vaccinated in Northern Ireland. And the body language and the whole sense of hope is much greater there. Hopefully by the end of this month, we will have the positive waves rather than the negative waves.
The government has decided not to add Germany, France and Italy to the mandatory hotel quarantine list. The decision, which goes against NPHET advice, was made on the basis of practical and legal issues. 26 countries are being added to the list from next Tuesday, including Serbia, Kosovo and Andorra. CEO of CityJet, Pat Byrne, thinks it was the right call.
The way that we are going about in responding to COVID is going to turn out very soon to be seen to have been far worse than the virus itself, the effects of lockdown and repressive measures. There is adequate screening protection there with testing. Nothing will ever be perfect. Quarantine is ludicrous.
It's anticipated that the new Finn Harp Stadium will have major economic benefits for East Donegal once complete. Work to secure funding for the project is complete, with a provisional allocation of almost €4 million to the FAI under the Large Scale Sport Infrastructure Fund for the development. While some initial work has been done, the project has been lying idle for over a decade. Twin Towns Councillor Martin Harley says the east of the county has been neglected over the years, and he hopes that this state-of-the-art stadium will generate both employment and tourism to the area.
It's great as well for the fact that this is part of an overall piece of sports in the Twin Towns. The council lands that this is on, this will help to develop those lands further. Plus as well, this is a great boost to the economics of the area, because and the building of this job as well as like that we have within 400 metres the building of a new school, this is creating more work in a difficult time during this COVID pandemic. So this, it's all good news, this, and I'm so delighted for the club and for soccer in the Northwest. This is great news.
And you have been a big advocate in East Donegal. You know, those concerns that you were raising about maybe that section of the county being somewhat forgotten about when it compares to other parts of Donegal. This is a solid commitment from the government that that no longer seems to be the case.
Yeah, this is good because as well, this 4 million investment plus say up on 8 million in a new school, and we would hope to expect because the east of Donegal has, as we say, hasn't got the benefits of the Wild Atlantic Way, that hopefully in the next few weeks we will hear Heather Humphrey's department announcing the RRDF for the Twin Towns as well, which is up on 8.5 million as well, and I would expect that will come to fruition as well, because the east of the county has been neglected over the years. And with our close proximity to the border, with Brexit, with the fact that the Twin Towns has a 24% vacancy rate in businesses, that this is all needed, and it's good going forward for the Twin Towns and for East Donegal.
The Dáil has been told that the recent EU-UK trade deal is an insult to the Irish fishing fleet, which is already suffering from the impact of bad deals. Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, the Sinn Féin spokesperson on fisheries and the marine, says the Irish fleet only has access to around a third of the waters off the coast, and the loss of substantial fishing rights in British waters will cost thousands of jobs. He told the Dáil the anger at the latest deal must be seen in context.
The cost to our fishing industry every year is at least €43 million. But the reason why people are so angry is not because of what's happened only in that trade agreement. It's the historical context. As we speak today, Ireland's waters are 12% of the overall European Union waters. Yet, in terms of fish, we're getting 4%. So we're getting one third in proportionate terms, nowhere near a fair share. The impact of that is every single year, tens of thousands of jobs being lost in our seafood sector. It's estimated that the loss to our economy is €600 million per year. So that's the context that has led to an even bigger injustice now, where we're taking proportionally much bigger hits of this deal. What I'm hearing from the Minister for the Marine, Charlie McConlogue, and the Taoiseach, is that we should be grateful that we weren't blocked from getting access entirely from UK waters. But they're missing the point. The historical context is we have never got a fair share of the fish in our own waters. This isn't about sustainability. This is about us getting a fair share. And that fact is costing us tens of thousands of jobs every year, €600 million before this trade deal. It's now even worse again. That's why people are so angry.
Police have come under attack again in Derry. Last night, petrol bombs and masonry were thrown at officers in the Waterside area. In responding to the incident, the fire service subsequently came under attack. Catherine Gaffney has more.
Shortly after 9 p.m, it was reported that youths with petrol bombs and masonry had gathered in the Ross Downey Road Lincoln Court area, where they placed pallets on the road and set them alight. Police responded and came under sustained attack. During the disorder, a digger parked in the area was set alight, and when the fire service responded, they too came under attack. Derry City and Strabane District Commander Chief Superintendent Darren Jones said it is extremely disappointing that for four consecutive nights we have witnessed scenes of antisocial and criminal behaviour in the Waterside. Investigations are ongoing, and anyone with information is being urged to come forward.
Donegal Deputy Joe McHugh has incurred the wrath of Loscann Corlett Catherine Conley after going a minute over time in his submission to Taoiseach Leo Varadkar on persuading workers with IT and high-tech firms to move to rural counties like Donegal. Some TDs compared the situation to this week's Sinn Féin claim that microphones were being switched off if their TDs went over time. Deputy McHugh told the Dáil there are hubs and available buildings in several towns in Donegal, going on to name most of them, while the Loscann Corlett attempted to move on.
There has been a lot of work done prior to this as well. In my own county, for example, a lot of hotspots and digital hubs have been built, or in the process of being built. So my question is to expand on the plans as to how we can put a bit of responsibility on the companies themselves.
Thank you, Deputy.
When you consider you have Google and Facebook and LinkedIn, all these, these companies based in Dublin, not just to get their workers to live in their house, but to come to these remote places, whether it's in Cairndona or Gedore or in Carrigard or Letterkenny or Finnvalley or Donegal Town or Kilcar or Buncrana.
Thank you.
The buildings are there, so how do we put the pressure? Mulford, Remelton,
Deputy,
I think I mentioned Gedore, Fulcara. With no shortage of places, with no shortage of buildings. So how do we put pressure on these companies to allow their workers to go back to their county? Not necessarily all to work in their houses or in their sitting, but work in remote villages. And let's rebuild our towns and villages again. Gormaigan.
Policing has never been more politicised or toxic in Northern Ireland. That's according to the chairman of the Police Federation there, who says he isn't surprised by the PPS's decision not to prosecute anyone for attending the funeral of Bobby Storey last June. His comments come amid calls by unionist politicians for the PSNI Chief Constable Simon Byrne to stand down. Mark Lindsay thinks there are a lot of different factors at play which do not all relate to the PSNI or its leadership.
Policing is always caught in the middle, has always been caught in the middle of Northern Ireland, and I think 23 years on from Good Friday, that's probably the most disappointing thing for me, that our officers trying to do a job impartially across society are left almost polarised from one side of the community or another.
A Courier's Beat wheel has been found washed up in Dunfanaghy. The 5'7" male sub-adult was discovered stranded at Hornhead. The Irish Wheel and Dolphin Group says there is no obvious injury or trauma on the body of the deep diving wheel, but samples have been taken for scientific analysis. The government is to set up an autism innovation strategy to address the challenges of the community. Minister Anne Rabbitt announced the news today on World Autism Day. The As I Am charity has welcomed the news and says it's standing by to contribute in any way it can. However, CEO Adam Harris says it's important that the trust is rebuilt first, following revelations last week that officials built dossiers on autistic children involved in legal cases.
A national strategy for autism that meaningfully involves the autistic community and delivers real change within the lives of autistic people has long been a priority for our organisation. We have engaged with Minister Rabbitt on this issue a number of times since coming to office. We think it's really welcome to hear this announcement on Autism Day at a time when trust and confidence is at a low level in the autism community, given the news of recent days.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure. Gear up on all the training essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie with nationwide next day delivery.
Time now for the latest in sport with Kenny Harkin.
Thanks, Michaela. Good evening. And as you heard, Michaela saying on the news, with the news that the Department of Tourism, Culture, Arts, Gaeltacht, Sport and the Media has approved a provisional allocation of €3.99 million to the Football Association of Ireland under the Large-Scale Sport Infrastructure Fund for the development of Finnharps' new stadium. It has been widely welcomed. Finnharps director Paul McClune, who's been spearheading the project, gave his reaction and is hopeful that the club can be playing at the new stadium when the 2024 season starts.
It's excellent news for the football community in County Donegal. It would be Hearts' intention to move into the new stadium in 2024. So we need all the partners at the table continually for the, over the next 2.5-3 years. And the key partners, in which is our Good Friday Agreement, if you like, is Donegal County Council, the FAI, Finnharps itself, and the Department of Sports. So it's very good news, and it fits in totally with the strategy of Donegal County Council to create a sports hub in the Twin Towns area, and Finnharps certainly will play its part.
Yes, good news. And a man with Donegal links, the FAI president, Jerry McEnany, he added today that this is a red letter day for everyone connected with Finnharps and sport in Donegal. With strong family connections in the area, he said, I know better than most what this means for football in the Northwest, and I'm delighted to see this funding commitment from the government. The project has been alive for many years now, and so to finally see the end line in sight is a real boost for the club, for Donegal and for the region. There's a lot of work ahead to finish this project. He said, I know Finnharps and the local community will deliver a stadium to be proud of in Stranorler. That's the FAI president, Jerry McEnany. Well, in the SSE, or Tricity League Premier Division, top of the table Fan Harps are not in action until tomorrow evening when they travel to face Drogheda United at 6 o'clock. Harps do have a 100% record going into the game, but last season's Division 1 champions Drogheda have made some big signings and will be a stern test for Ollie Horgan's side. The Harps boss says Drogheda United is probably the most important game to date.
I think the reality of it is that our sons in Drogheda will be in or around the area of the table together, whatever area that is. You know, I think most people presumed it was at the bottom level, and maybe it will be. Only time will tell that. But this is probably more important than the last two games, and that if we got something out of this, you know, we would take it with open arms. Like, if we were to take a draw somewhere else or a draw and draw there, you probably would take the draw and draw there quicker, if that makes sense to you. You know, there'll be maybe three different types of tables within the one table in the Premier Division, and I think we feel that we will be in or around where Drogheda will be.
Well, aside from that Drogheda Harps game tomorrow, there's two other matches. Bohemians there at home to St Patrick's Athletic, and Derry City, they host Waterford. The Derry manager, Declan Devine, he's looking for his side to make up for their opening day loss.
We were bitterly disappointed and absolutely disgusted with our performance down in Longford. But as I say, look, this is a new group, and we have to make sure we take our setbacks on the chin and push on. We're not the only club in the country that has found the opening to the league campaign difficult. There's a lot of big clubs that are still looking for their first one, and you know, we got to just concentrate on ourselves and make sure that this busy period we're coming into, I think we've got six games in the next four or five weeks, but there's nothing more important than the Waterford game now, and that's exactly all the focus has been over the last 2 weeks.
Declan Devine there. Well, tonight, Dundalk, they make the trip down the M1 to take on champions Shamrock Rovers in that SSE or Tricity League Premier Division. Kick-off at the Talla Stadium is 7:45. Before that, Longford Town, they meet Sligo Rovers at Bishopgate. That one starts at 5:45. In the First Division tonight, Cabinteely, they play Cork City. Treaty United, they're up against Wexford. Athlone Town play Galway United. And Shelbourne, they entertain Bray Wanderers. All those matches kick off at 7:45. And the Irish Premiership tonight, there's one game down for decision. Ballymena United, they play Crusaders. And there was a full programme of matches in the Sky Bet Championship today. The leaders, Norwich City, they finished 1-1 against Preston North End. Preston scoring in the 95th minute. And Mick McCarthy's Cardiff City, they lost out to Nottingham Forest by 2-0. Elsewhere, it was Bournemouth 3, Middlesbrough 1, Bristol City 0, Stoke 2, Derby County 2, Luton 0, Millwall 1, Rotherham 0, Queen's Park Rangers 3, Coventry 0, Watford 1, Sheffield Wednesday 0, and Wycombe Wanderers 1, Blackburn Rovers 0. At 5:30, Barnsley play Reading, and at 8 o'clock tonight, Birmingham, they're up against Swansea City. Up in Scotland, there's talks between Celtic and former Bournemouth manager Eddie Howe, and they're believed to be at an advanced stage. The 43-year-old's believed to have met major shareholder Dermot Desmond in recent days. Moving on to rugby, and Leinster look likely to receive a walkover in advance of the quarter-finals of the Heineken Champions Cup. Their last 16 clash with Toulon was due to take place this evening, had to be called off after a number of the French squad received positive COVID tests. The last 8 games are scheduled to take place next weekend, meaning there's a little chance of this game being rescheduled. The ECPR is expected to give an update tomorrow. If they do advance to the quarterfinals, Leo Cullen's side will face either Exeter Chiefs or Lyon next weekend. Elsewhere tonight, Ronan O'Gara's La Rochelle, they play Gloucester. That starts at 8. And CJ Stander will captain Munster when they face Toulouse at Thomond Park tomorrow. Peter O'Mahony misses out due to injury. Jack O'Donoghue starts at the open side as a result, and that's one of three changes in the starting 15 that lined out against Leinster in the Pro 14 final last weekend. Moving on to golf, and Leona Maguire is 5 under par through 2 holes of her second round of the ANA Inspiration. That's in California. The Cavan native is in a tie for second and just 1 shot off the lead in the first women's major of the year. Stephanie Meadow, she'll be out from 1 under par. She's in a tie for 30th. She starts later on this evening. On the PGA Tour, Patrick Harrington's level par through 11 holes of his second round at the Texas Valero Open. He's 9 shots off the lead. Graham McDowell, he'll resume this evening. He's starting from from 2 over par. Cameron Tringali, he leads the way on 9 under par. He's played 8 holes of a second round. And finally, this evening in horse racing, 2-time Aintree Grand National winner Tiger Roll will miss the Irish Grand National at Ferryhouse on Easter Monday. The multiple Cheltenham winner is to run instead at the Graded Betway Bowl at Aintree next week. The withdrawal of Tiger Roll means that Paul Nolan trained latest exhibition will run and carry top weight of 11 stone 10 pounds under jockey Brian Cooper in the 3 mile 5 furlong contest. That's all your sports this evening. It's back to Michaela.
Thanks, Kenny. And finally, in news, serious concern has been raised over alleged dog attacks in West Donegal. It's claimed that there have been several incidents on beaches in the area where dogs who are not on a leash have snapped at members of the public out walking. Local councillor Micheál Colmogill-Osbach says the issue may result in some people being fearful to use their local amenities and says it's totally unfair. He says while there's an onus on owners to make sure their dog is on the lead, the council is also stepping on the matter.
There's been far more people walking the beaches than there have been, and that's obviously encouraging. Now, the vast majority of dog owners are extremely responsible, but there has been quite a few incidents where dogs have attacked other dogs on the beach, have caused injury to other people.
So what do you think needs to happen here, councillor? Is there an onus, obviously, on the dog owners themselves, or would you like the authorities to step in maybe and take control or some of the control of the situation?
Well, I've been in contact with the council in relation to this, and there's a number of things that is going to happen now over the coming weeks. We're going to erect some signage. Now, we have signage up on some of the other beaches like Maharoti, because there's been issues in Maharoti and in the back dunes where sheep and lambs have been attacked. But in relation to Tyre Edge and Carrickfinn, one of the things we're going to do is erect signs. I've requested that the dog warden and along with the litter warden would patrol the beach for a period of time and hand out information to dog owners, just to remind them of their responsibility, and also to we've requested that we look at the bylaws on our beaches, that they're maybe extended beyond the blue flag period. But again, I recognise very much that the vast majority of dog owners are very responsible, but people need to bear in mind that there are people who are actually terrified of dogs. And that's prohibiting them from maybe going to the beaches.
Weather now, dry and sunny for the rest of today. Cold and dry tonight with long clear spells and light variable breezes with lowest temperatures of -1 to +2 degrees with patchy frost. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, there have been 8 additional COVID-19 deaths and 591 new confirmed cases. 25 of the cases are in Donegal. The county's 14-day incidence rate currently stands at 286.4 cases per 100,000 people, the second highest figure in the country. The Stranorder GP says people living in Northern Ireland have a greater sense of hope compared to people living in the Republic. Chair of the GP Committee of the Irish Medical Organisation, Dr. Dennis McCauley, says it's all down to the vaccine rollout in the two jurisdictions. It's anticipated that the new Finn Harp Stadium will have major economic benefits for East Donegal once complete. Work to secure funding for the project is now complete, with a provisional allocation of almost €4 million to the FAI under the Large Scale Sport Infrastructure Fund for the development. And the Dáil has been told that the recent EU-UK trade deal is an insult to the Irish fishing fleet, which is already suffering from the impact of bad deals. Deputy Padraig McLaughlin, the Sinn Féin spokesperson on fisheries and the marine, says the Irish fleet only has access to around a third of the waters off the coast, and the loss of substantial fishing rights in British waters will cost thousands of jobs. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. Coming up next is New York with Colm Ferris, and we'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
Shimmer Mahas with Colm Ferris and Shaw. Falsu, Tohi, Cantor, Toyhe, Naherin, and Chagton Shaw, and a Hurter, Shears, or Flan, Farberha, and Realtish, Dunne Cantor, Toyhe, Sitrevsha, Fiha, Fias, a Hangaji, Fiha, Fias, a Kuig, Luiter, Stratishi, Dun Geltert, a Flan, Balcha service Geltukta Arberch, a Gantar Planala Changa Geltukta, Fenyuluktugus Brandon, the Gantar Geltukta Nyartu, August Stratus Tarasarukta, a Arberch, done the Gantar Geltukta Komai. Curtis Shiason Erflan Changa, a Kadu, August a Curry Vaim the Ga, Kyon, Den She, Gantar August Fee Geltukta, Conusaj Negeliga, a Kharkon Kin, Mul Fionter G Tech, a Wanu, Erna Helen, if we Kurum, Udras Negeltukta, Contakiert a horch, digestion a fastiacta snahilan. Can you implant sadal le livenchi genta egg ingus o snoddy, erlori geliga shin fein, a dirchna rogolor, our ur unsaflan, ach achra han fallacy, agus galtanashi nachwal colinta go foil. Egera yalin, ta aris un go foil, and rahi nacholashi, sauri geltuk ta arai. Mliana, no, and may Kutchev Kutter or Foyle Dun Amrati, no Kalasti Saudi Geltakta, Monaje and Shidderai, Mararin New and Nuri. Kuru and Feminus, so Hui are an oldest and Chakton Chago will Gneve, Nua, Ard, Kurcha, Barti, Conru, Nigeliga, Major Lamul, Rielu, Erson, the Stratisha, Geliga, Kari Vime. Ta Conru, Nigeliga, Igbartu, Dolorash, Shonahart, Kurcha, the Kari Vime, Rieliha, Gurhip. An feminus glacu leshen stratis gelige fui marigalu e go into kel rivin. Galu gumein stratis and falsihe ogus intihe egen eminus canafin ach near harla character ocu go foil. Ogus falsiu lower ur de scalti veil legis adatris and shanahi mor lara as ran the farstia, Mickey han nail o buil and chacked and shaw. Tin the scale to Carta and Agus a Catley Nicknielish, Augustus de Foyle Erlina, Augusta Fonchi Achula. Shimma Hutcha illegal air slanagus barracked.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, April the 2nd. The death has taken place of Pat O'Donnell, Ballykeeran, Kilmacrenan. His remains will repose at his home. Funeral Mass on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock in St. Columba's Church, Kilmacrenan, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Due to HSE and government guidelines, wake, funeral and burial are private to family and close friends only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on Kilmacrenan Parish Facebook page. Family flowers only, donations if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Patrick Sweeney, funeral directors. The death has taken place of Andy Gallagher, Andy, Villy, Arash, Strana Corker, Derry Beg. The funeral cortege will stop at his late residence in Strana Corker, Derry Beg at approximately 5:45 this evening for a moment of respect. Andy's remains will then be received into St Mary's Church, Derry Beg at approximately 6 o'clock. Funeral service will take place in St Mary's Church, Derry Beg tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock, followed by burial in Maharagallan Cemetery. Due to government and HSE restrictions, funeral and burial will be strictly private to immediate family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. Funeral service will be broadcast on the Colm Gillespie Funeral Director Facebook page. The death has occurred of Anne Ward, Naim McAteer, Carolyn Lower, Kerry Keel, Donegal. Funeral leaving her late residence tomorrow morning, going to St. Columba's Church Mass Mount for 12 noon funeral service. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to immediate family only, with a maximum of 10 people permitted. The funeral can be viewed on the St. Mary's and St. Columba's Mass Mount Facebook page. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member, or donegalhospice.ie. The death has occurred of John Kelly, the new bungalow, Carrickmore, St Johnston. In accordance with HSE and government guidelines, the wake, funeral and burial are strictly private to immediate family only. Funeral leaving his late residence on Sunday morning, going to St Bathan's Church, St Johnston for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to the Donegal Hospice, Letterkenny, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. And the death has occurred of Dennis McBride, Curramone, Ballybuffet. Funeral will leave his late residence tomorrow morning at 20 past 10 for service in the Church of Mary Immaculate Stornorna at 11 o'clock interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. The service will be streamed live via the parish webcam at churchservices.tv/Stranorler. In compliance with current HSE and government restrictions, the house, funeral and burial will be strictly private to family only, please, with a maximum of 10 people permitted.